and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
July 20th, 2000. It had been hard enough just getting out of the damn car. There was no way I was going to be able to reproduce all the contortions I had gone through backwards to get back in. I had parked too close to the car to turn corral, given the door barely a foot of space to swing open. I had managed to get out by sort of oozing through the crack, popping various bits through one at a time, but there was just no way I was going to be able to wedge the sack of fat I laughingly call a buddy back in the same way. Or at least not without doing considerable damage to it, the car, and the psyche of anybody who happened to be watching. So on a whim, I just run at the car. The driver's window is rolled all the way down, and I plant one hand on the car to turn dilly, another on the top of the car, and lift my legs up and through the window, dropping my ass in after them. Hey, I think it were, at which point the pain starts. My leading knee catches the automatic shoulder belt and folds back against my torso, trapped between it and the steering wheel. This, of course, causes the car horn to honk continuously. I push at my knee a bit, but can't get it to budge. People all over the parking lot are looking over at me, wondering why I'm trying to get their attention while ducking down in my seat and turning all those amusing shades of red. A kid over by the entrance to the store starts laughing to himself, making jerking gestures with his hands and pointing his mother in my direction. It never happened that way on the Dukes of Hazzard.
The text of this story is available at yod.com. Theme music provided by Silence Is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.